the effort, they all earned perfect 4.0 grade points. Paige Kennan also received the prestigious Individual Academic All-State Award. In order to win that award, you have to have a cumulative grade point average of at least 3.8, an ACT score of at least 28, and you have to have participated in the state track meet. Also, congratulations to the 7 members of the team who received Hawkeye 10 Academic All-Conference Awards. They include Paige Kennan, Taylor Berry, Allie Krogman, Melanie Nielsen, Marissa Behrens, Sam Peterson, and Sam McConnell. In high school girls softball action last night, a short schedule on a Wednesday night saw Denison beat Shenandoah twice in Hawkeye 10 conference play. 10-0 and 10-0 were the scores in those games. Also around the area in girls softball, Adair Casey needed 8 innings to beat Grandview Park Baptist 5-4. Des Moines Christian shut out Panorama 3-0. Essex edging Fremont Mills 4-3. Van Meter beat Coon Rapids Bayard by a 10-0 final. Also in high school boys baseball action last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Creston beating Lewis Central twice last night. 6-3 and 6-5 were the scores in that doubleheader. Also around the area, Panorama beat Des Moines Christian 6-4. Van Meter 1-0 over Coon Rapids Bayard. West Central Valley topped Guthrie Center by a 7-3 final. Carroll had a 3-0 lead over Perry last night in a boys' baseball game that was suspended after one inning due to the weather. They'll make the rest of that game up tomorrow night. A Wednesday night's Kent State South Carolina game at the College World Series was postponed until today because of rain. A line of showers moved into the Omaha area about an hour before the game was scheduled to start Wednesday night. Radar indicated that the rain would continue late into the evening. 3 games will be played today. Kent State South Carolina gets things started at 11:08 this morning. Then Arizona and Florida State will play at 4:08 this afternoon. The Kent State South Carolina winner will be right back in action again tonight. They'll face off against Arkansas in a game that gets started at 8:08 this evening. Last night of Major League Baseball, Jake Westbrook pitched his first complete game in over 2 years, giving up only an unearned run in the St. Louis Cardinals' 3-1 victory over the Detroit Tigers. Westbrook allowed 5 hits, struck out 5, and walked 1. That was his 14th career complete game, his first, though, since May 16th of 2010 when he was pitching for Cleveland at Baltimore. Cards took the lead in the 6th when Yadier Molina hit into a bases-loaded double play to break a 1-1 tie. Cards added an 8th-inning run on an error by shortstop Johnny Peralta of the Tigers. Also in interleague action yesterday, Bruce Chen pitched into the 6th inning on 3 days' rest, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Houston Astros 2-1. Alex Gordon tripled and scored for the Royals, who won the last 2 games of that 3-game set. 13 of Kansas City's last 14 games have been decided by 2 or fewer runs. Chen struck out 6 over 5 2/3 innings and was charged with 1 run and 5 hits. Pitching on 3 days' rest for the 6th time in his career, Chen bounced back from his last outing when he yielded 6 runs and 7 hits in just an inning and 2/3. Against St. Louis. He's now 6-6 on the season. Elsewhere in interleague play yesterday, Atlanta beat the Yankees 10-5, Milwaukee over Toronto 8-3, Arizona outscored Seattle 14-10, Texas over San Diego 4-2, Cleveland beat Cincinnati 8-1, Minnesota edged Pittsburgh 2-1, Washington down Tampa Bay 3-2, the Mets over Baltimore 4-3, Boston beat up on Miami 15-5, White Sox beat the Cubs 7-0, Oakland over the Dodgers 4-1, the Angels beat San Francisco 6-0. One National League game saw Philadelphia beat Colorado by a score of 7-6. Also in Pacific Coast League play yesterday, Memphis beat Omaha 13-9. Round Rock falling to the Iowa Cubs 4-1. Memphis is at Omaha tonight. Iowa plays at Round Rock this evening. Colorado Rockies shortstop Troy Tulowitzki will have surgery on his left groin area on Thursday, and it's unknown when he'll return. Tulowitzki was injured May 30th against Houston, pulling up after running out an infield grounder. Also in baseball news, Roy Oswalt will return to a major league mound tomorrow night in Texas. That's familiar ground for the veteran right-hander who started his career in Houston 11 years ago. The 34-year-old Oswalt will make his debut for the Rangers at home against the Colorado Rockies after starting 4 minor league games since signing with Texas on May 29th. Well, the Boston Red Sox have signed shortstop Devin Marrero, their first-round pick in this month's draft. The team also announced on Wednesday the signings of right-hander Justin Haley, its 6th-round choice, and center fielder Issa Conklin, a 19th-round selection. Marrero, signed to a bonus of $2.05 million, was the 24th overall pick in the draft and will be assigned to short-season single-A Lowell. In 3 seasons at Arizona State, he hit .325 with 12 homers, 95 RBIs, and 32 stolen bases in 150 games. Haley was 8-4 with a .308 earned run average in 2 seasons with Fresno State. Conklin batted .393 this year as a freshman at Iowa Western Community College. The Red Sox have signed 9 of their first 11 picks and a total of 14 overall. Well, the NCAA seems to be getting serious about its new academic requirements for college basketball teams. On Wednesday, a record 10 men's basketball teams, including three-time national champion Connecticut, were banned from this year's NCAA tournament because of poor academic progress rate scores. Joining the Huskies on the sideline next March will be Arkansas Pine Bluff, California Riverside, Cal State Bakersfield, Jacksonville State, Mississippi Valley State, North Carolina Wilmington, Texas A&M Corpus Christi, Toledo, and Towson. The APR measures the classroom performance of every Division I team. LeBron James was back practicing with the Miami Heat after leaving Game 4 of the NBA Finals in the fourth quarter because of leg cramps. The league's MVP says he's feeling better. He plans to continue getting treatment until Game 5 of the series tonight, when a Heat victory over the Oklahoma City Thunder would clinch the NBA championship that James has been chasing for 9 pro seasons. Even up 3-1 in the best-of-7 series, James says he has been keeping his focus. Heat coach Eric Spoelstra says James was able to go through practice without difficulty. Meanwhile, Thunder guard Kevin Durant says his team is looking forward to the challenge of tonight's Game 5. In other NBA news, the New Orleans Hornets have traded forward Trevor Ariza and center Emeka Okafor to the Washington Wizards for forward Rashard Lewis and a second-round draft pick. Okafor has never lived up to being the second pick in the 2004 draft, as he averaged a career-low 9.9 points and 7.9 rebounds last season, missing time with a sore left knee. Ariza averaged over 10 points and 5 rebounds. Lewis is entering the last season of a 6-year, $118 million contract and could be a candidate for the amnesty clause. Charlotte Bobcats have introduced Mike Dunlap as their new head coach. The 54-year-old becomes the fifth coach in the 8-year history of that franchise. He replaces Paul Silas, whose contract was not renewed after the team struggled to a 7-59 record last season, the worst winning percentage in NBA history. Dunlap comes to the Bobcats from St. John's, where he was an assistant under Steve Lavin. His only NBA experience was as an assistant coach with the Denver Nuggets in the 2006-2008 campaigns. Well, the BCS commissioners are backing a playoff plan with sites for the national semifinals rotating among the major bowl games and a selection committee picking the teams. The plan will be presented to university presidents next week for approval, which is expected. The four-team playoff would start in 2014. Leroy Neiman, the painter and sketch artist who's best known for evoking the kinetic energy of the world's biggest sporting and leisure events with bright, quick strokes, died Wednesday at the age of 91. Neiman, who always sported that big mustache, was also a contributing artist at Playboy magazine for many years, and he was the official painter of 5 different Olympiads. And just a reminder as well, we have sports coming up for you today here on KJAN. The St. Louis Cardinals will play the Detroit Tigers at Comerica Park in Detroit, and that game will get things underway early today. We'll have pregame getting underway at 11:10 this morning, and then 12:05 will be the first pitch, Tigers and the Cardinals today. Tonight we'll have high school baseball for you here on the radio, as we'll have the Atlantic at Clarinda Boys Hawkeye 10 Conference baseball matchup for you. Pregame 7:30, and we're starting with the first pitch at 7:45 tonight. You can catch that game live on KJAN and also on the web at KJAN.com. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.